If you give up on ideas and discoveries, you can enjoy a pleasant stay. The light will come on if it touches the water. I turn around. Now that's a face that wants to sleep. Makes me want to sleep too. Ready for a nice, restful sleep. Ready to float in a jelly-like fluid. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Should this happen, follow the lit-up path. I stretch out an arm. I'm about to invade my neighbor's space, but I say to myself, what are you doing? Let him sleep. I close the table and breathe normally. In places like this, people look alike and feel understood. So I try to hold his hand. He wakes up with a start, looking like a disheveled cat. He rubs his face with just one hand, which isn't a great thing to watch. Then he stops to think. He had unknowingly fallen on a mattress of clouds. He asks for two glasses of Prosecco and we start a very hushed conversation. Should it be necessary, inflate the life jackets and follow the lit-up path. By trying to see the bigger picture, you could enjoy a pleasant stay. He has children and dogs to look after, and a few years crushed in the blender that have disappeared without being able to say one more. He's talking as if he wants to start over. I ask him for confirmation. He says with conviction that we must move on, and that I can too. I feel called upon. I make a show of courage with my fist held and muscle tight. Then give the pat on the shoulder of a man who feels understood. And then go off to the bathroom where I wanted to go before. The arrival is expected as scheduled. The temperature is 24 degrees Celsius.